Welcome back to Surviving Me, where we speak the truth that helps us stop surviving everyone else and start choosing ourselves. I'm your host, Day, and today's episode is for anyone still holding on, waiting for that last conversation, explanation, or apology that never came. We all been there clinging to the hope that once we get closure, we'll finally be able to move on. But what if closure isn't something they give you? What if healing starts the moment you decide your peace doesn't need their permission? So many of us believe closure comes in the form of one final conversation, a moment where everything suddenly makes sense, where they admit they're wrong and you get to walk away validated. But that moment, for real, rarely happens the way we imagine it. Some people won't give you clarity because they don't have it themselves, or they simply don't feel like they have to do it. Others avoid accountability, and some simply just disappear altogether. Waiting for closure from someone who's already shown you who they are can keep you stuck. True closure begins when you accept that the explanation you're hoping for may never come. And you know what? That's okay, because their action is the closure. Whatever they chose to do, whether it was disappear, whether they said something and it was disrespectful, or whatever the case may be, that was the closure. And that your healing doesn't depend on their voice. It depends on your own. One of the hardest lessons in healing is realizing that you might never fully understand why they did what they did. And even if they explain it, it won't undo the impact or the hurt that it provided you when they did it. Because it may still never make sense. You may just never get it. So why waste breath? We think clarity brings peace, but often what we're really seeking is control. We want a story that makes the pain feel logical. But some wounds won't make sense, and that's okay. You can still grieve, grow, and forgive. Not for them, but for you. Forgiveness isn't saying it didn't matter. It's saying you no longer want to carry the weight of waiting for a story that may never make sense. When you've been hurt, your mind will try to make sense of the pain by replaying it again and again and again. And you'll think of all the things you should have said. You'll reimagine different endings. You'll pick apart what went wrong, as if healing is hidden in the rerun, but it's really not. Replaying the past might feel like reflection, but it often keeps you anchored in regret. Healing doesn't come from looping. It comes from letting go. Not forgetting, but choosing to stop trying to rewrite a chapter that's literally already closed. They did what they did, and it is what it is. Letting it go. Now, I know closure is often cold for revenge or resolution, but we may want the other person to acknowledge the hurt or admit the damage, and ideally feel some of the pain they cause. That desire is human. But it could keep you emotionally tied to the very thing you're trying to release. Real healing happens when you accept that justice may not look like you imagine, that resolution may never be mutual, and you choose your peace anyway. Letting go doesn't mean they win. It means you stop losing yourself in the waiting.
Jumping right into the letter to yourself. You don't need one more conversation, one more apology, one more I just wanted to explain to be free. Closure isn't something someone else gives you. It's something you decide. It's the quiet moment you stop needing their version of the truth to validate your pain. It's the day you stop chasing understanding and start choosing peace. You deserve better, and maybe they'll never say it, but that doesn't make it less true. So here's your permission slip. You can move on without the explanation. You can heal without the closure. You can let go without the final word. Sometimes the softest thing you'll ever do is stop waiting for the ending and start writing your next chapter. If no one gives you permission, take this episode as the one that does. You don't need their apology to move forward. You don't need their version of the story to write your own ending. Closure lives in your decision to choose peace over the need to be understood. And if that's where you are right now, I see you. You're doing the hard work. Keep doing it. If this episode spoke to something deep in you, share it with someone who's still waiting on an apology to heal. Follow Surviving Me wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Tuesday, every Thursday. Subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substack for weekly healing reminders. And don't forget to leave a rating plus a comment. It helps more people find this space and feel seen too. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the Instagram channel on my personal Instagram page at _princess_shortness_. When you join the community, you are joining the behind the scenes. You're getting the real updates. Just tap in. You ain't going to regret it. Okay, so until next time, no matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. Take care of you and keep surviving you. And I'll see you next episode. Settle the silence, I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.